Welcome back to another episode of the DFSR Fantasy NASCAR Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Terrell, and I'll be going solo today as my partner in action, Doug Norrie, is a very busy man with the MLB firing in all cylinders, as well as the NBA playoffs in full effect. After listening to this podcast, be sure to head over to DFSR.com and listen to the MLB podcast for tonight, Friday, April 20th, as we got a full 15-game slate, and Doug Norrie and James Davis sit down together, and they break down the full slate of pitching, as well as some top bats and stacks to look at. This week, both the Xfinity Series and Monster Energy Cup Series in NASCAR travel to Richmond Raceway for more short track racing. I'll start off with the Xfinity Series, which is now race number 2 of the Dash for Cash, which is a bonus event of 4 different races, where 4 drivers in each race will compete against each other for an additional $100,000 prize. Ryan Preece won the race and the Dash for Cash last week, picking up the 100 grand bonus at Bristol Motor Speedway. And with him not in the field this week, it will be Elliott Sadler, Justin Allgaier, Spencer Gallagher, and Dan Rohemek racing for that 100K. What does this mean for fantasy? Well, first of all, what it means is that we're going to have no Cup drivers in the Xfinity race, which really opens things up, especially from a strategy standpoint. Pricing is one of the big ones, as we don't see, you know, one or two Cup drivers that are going to be $1,000 to $2,000, sometimes $3,000 more than the Xfinity regulars, which really puts us in a tough spot, as those drivers usually dominate the laps led and finish inside the top three, usually win the race, which kind of puts us at a Stars and Scrubs kind of lineup. So this week we've got 6 Xfinity regulars who are in the 10K plus range, which really is really nice if you want to build a little bit more of a balanced lineup. You can even go, you know, contrarian looking at some of the strategies as well. The other thing about this week is that it's the first night races of the season, which makes Friday a little bit crazy on track for NASCAR. As of this podcast, the Xfinity races have already have already wrapped up, with qualifying coming at 4 p.m. Eastern, and the race starting at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. A couple drivers that are going to stand out here at Richmond for me when looking at track history on the sheet are Daniel Hemric, who has a top 5 in each of the last 2 races here, with an average of 54.9 DK points per race. And the other one is Justin Allgaier, who finished 8th in the fall and 2nd behind Kyle Larson here last spring while leading 157 laps. Now that's pretty impressive considering that there were multiple Cup drivers in the field last year. And with the practice data already loaded into the model here on my cheat sheet, those two drivers are actually ranked number 1 and 2 right now. So be sure to check back after qualifying later on today to just to see some of the targets. I've got a targets tab that's right beside the main cheat sheet tab, kind of looking at some of the top dominator plays, some of the top place differential plays, as well as some of the top values and punt plays, so you can help you out a little bit in starting to make a core, as well as construct some lineups, whether you're playing cash games or GPPs. Let's now dive into the Cup Series. Kyle Busch comes into this week as the hottest driver in NASCAR. After 4 straight races with finishes of 2nd, 2nd, 3rd, and 2nd, he now has back-to-back wins at Texas and Bristol. He also took over the lead in average DraftKings points per race this season, jumping slightly ahead of Kevin Harvick at 71.9 points per race in that category. This week we have the 3rd short track race of the season, but like I mentioned in the preview article, all 3 are quite different. So we kind of want to take that short track overall success with a grain of salt. But we do want to look at maybe some more track history, especially in the initial weigh-in before practice and qualifying. So looking at some drivers who have performed well here at Richmond last season, there are 4 drivers that finished top 10 in both races. That list includes Denny Hamlin, who was 5th and 3rd, Joey Logano, who was 2nd and won the race here last spring, although it was encumbered because he failed post-race inspection. Ryan Newman finished 3rd and 7th here last year, and Kurt Busch was 4th and 8th. So those drivers are initially going to be on my target list before looking at practice and qualifying. And then looking at the last 3 years, which is 6 races of data here at Richmond, it's pretty tight at the top when looking at the average DraftKings scoring, as there are 8 drivers who have finished who are averaging over 50 DK points per race, with Denny Hamlin at the top at just over 60. From a strategy standpoint, we will once again be looking at dominator points, as there have been at least one driver to lead 150 laps or more in each of the last 6 races. And last year we saw 3 drivers that have led 50 or more laps in each of those races, with 2 or more drivers leading 50 or more laps in 5 of the last 6 races. Practice and qualifying is definitely going to dictate the strategy when deciding between, you know, a balanced or a stars and scrubs lineup. But right now, 9 of the top 10 drivers in the model pre-practice and qualifying are top 10 in salary. So it kind of does point towards a stars and scrubs strategy, at least from a GPP standpoint. But when looking at cash games, I'm definitely looking at starting a lineup with Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, who are both under 10K this week. It's a nice way to start a balanced lineup. They've both been really good here recently and throughout their careers at Richmond. So I think that's definitely one direction that I'm going to be going this week. Some drivers that I'm looking at in the mid-range starts with Ryan Newman in the 8K range. I mentioned him. He finished top 10 in both the races here last year, and he's been pretty good here over the course of his career. Jamie McMurray is another one on the list. He's in the mid-7K range at 7,400. Especially if he qualifies outside the top 15 this week, as he has finished 16th or better in 9 straight races here with 5 top 10s in that time. So he's got a really good track history here at Richmond. Daniel Suarez, he's at a season-low salary this week, so that's one thing that stands out. He's in that sub-7K range. He's at 6,900 this week. And in his rookie season last year, he finished 12th and 7th here at Richmond, which is, you know, really stands out. A driver coming here, a little bit tougher of a track. And really stood out last year in his rookie season. So I think he can build on that this year. Definitely, you know, looking at maybe a top 10. Casey Kane, he's in a little bit lesser of equipment this year. But if he qualifies outside the top 15 or top 20, especially the top 20, he's going to be on my radar as well, as he has a top 5 and 3 finishes of 12th or better in his last 4 races here. Although they were in better equipment with Hendrick Motorsports. But like I said, if he qualifies out the top 20, he's definitely going to be on my radar in that lower 6K range as well. Helps you to get, you know, a couple of those top guys in. And then when it comes to the punt plays, really going to just have to pay attention to qualifying, as that's really going to dictate how things go. Practice as well, get that data into the sheet. So be sure to check back on my cheat sheet for those plays once qualifying's over later today. That wraps up the podcast for this week. So just a reminder to grab a copy of my cheat sheet for both series through my preview article. You'll find the Cup Series link at the top of the preview article on DFSR.com. And then if you go down to the comment section, that's where you'll find the Xfinity sheet, as well as you can find that on my Twitter, at Jaeger_bombs9. And if you have any questions, also just jump into that comment section, jump into the member-only chat on DFSR.com, or hit me up on my Twitter account. I'm always available there as well. And also, stay tuned later today for the Cup Series. I'm going to be doing another YouTube video. So if you're new to the sheet, it's a great source, a great video to go and watch, just to see how I go about making my models, how to create your own copy of the sheet so that you can sort any of the columns yourself, as well as you can edit and create your own models, depending on what you think is a little bit more important, if you don't necessarily agree with some of my weighting that I have there this week. Thanks for listening to the podcast and reading all my content, and most of all, good luck this week. Let's see some green screens.